I guess the other issue, too, is then what kind of hormonal therapy is going to be utilized and for how long in particular. Yeah. That kind of leads into that whole issue of ER-positive breast cancer. Can you kind of summarize some of the key changes that have occurred over the last few years in terms of management of these patients in the adjuvant setting?
Well, the biggest change in postmenopausal women is, of course, the development of the aromatase inhibitors. Up front, both anastrozole and letrozole improve outcome in terms of reducing the risk of recurrence. But it's not a very big difference. I think it's important to remember this. The absolute difference is about 3 or 4% at 5 years, and neither of these trials have shown a survival difference. Now, I think every little bit counts, and I think improving disease-free survival is worthwhile, providing the patient is doing well. In the randomized trials, the aromatase inhibitors were tolerated, if anything, better than tamoxifen.
What about the issue of therapy beyond 5 years? Yeah. Now, with tamoxifen, we've been using 5 years. We just recently had some data presented at the San Antonio meeting looking at more than 5 years. Can you talk a little bit about what was seen there and what the issue is in the duration of AIs?
Well, the cleanest and most, I think, important of all the aromatase inhibitor trials is the MA17, which shows quite clearly that if you've been on tamoxifen for 5 years and you switch to letrozole, you do better. And as this trial is updated, the evidence suggests that the longer you go on, beyond 5 years, there's now data out to about 9 years, the greater the benefit. The additional thing in the MA17 trial that is of interest is after 2.5 years, when the first results came out, because the results were so, the difference was much more dramatic than people had imagined, patients on the placebo were given the opportunity to switch or not. And some did and some didn't. The ones who did had worse prognostic features. Their original cancers had worse prognostic features than those who didn't. That's kind of what you'd imagine, because that's one of the things that would influence them to actually go on. Despite that group are now doing better than the ones who didn't switch. It's not randomized, of course, but these are women who started 2 or 3 years after they had stopped tamoxifen. And even their worst prognosis, but they're doing better as well. So I think there's a pretty powerful message coming through that long-term use of aromatase inhibitors is of benefit. And maybe some women are going to have to go on almost forever. Now, there's two other issues. One is, what about if you've been on an aromatase inhibitor before that time, either for 2 or 3 years as part of a switch policy, or indeed the whole 5 years? The answer is, we just don't know. But my instinct is, I don't see why these women are dramatically different from the women who've been on tamoxifen. So my instinct would be to encourage women, if they're tolerating treatment well, to continue. That's an instinctive thing. There are a lot of trials running to test it.